I get to carry the puppy.
Wait, turn the lights up a little bit. There we go. Wow. All right, I'm going to set you down. Okay. While we're in here.
Let's stay here.
All right.
Okay. And everyone's in the studio today because there's puppies. There's puppies on today's Forever Yours podcast.
Are we doing this right now?
Yeah, you know the deal. I'm always recording.
I was going to say, he's already recording.
I'm always recording.
Don't you listen to them when he posts them?
Yeah.
I listen to how dumb I sound.
Oh, you don't sound dumb. Not nearly as badly as I do. Okay. We got a cake today from one of our vendors. And it's frozen, so, you know, I'm waiting for it to thaw.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I will enjoy my cake.
Oh, you're good.
All right. So
he
the
just
puppies
came to babysit the puppies.
Yeah, David's just going to watch the puppies for us, right? He's going to watch and play with the puppies while we talk pet stuff.
You can sit if you want. My dad isn't going to like these chairs.
So, okay, it is the Forever Yours podcast. Jamie and Vicky are back. Now, who else have we got? Who's walking with the puppies in the back there?
We have Cheryl today, and
Cheryl?
She is our official trainer, coordinator, fix this dog person.
Fix this. Meaning if there's a dog with an issue, we're calling Cheryl?
We call Cheryl, yes.
Okay.
And sometimes they end up at her house and she works them through it.
Okay.
And sometimes she goes to people's homes and helps them through it. You know, adopters.
Gotcha.
Who have issues.
Well, that, you know what, Cheryl, if you don't mind, can I have you sit down and we'll talk? No offense to Jamie, but
no,
today we'll... I have questions for Cheryl then. I've got several questions. So we talk a lot on the Forever Yours podcast about people adopting these dogs. And, you know, Vicky at times has said there are dogs that sometimes have problems. You know, maybe they don't get along well with children or they don't play well with other pets. So, grab that mic, pull it right in front of your face. Don't worry about it. And
Don't even think about it.
You'll be fine. We're just having a conversation.
Gotcha.
So, when you get a dog like that, like, okay. Is she pooping?
Yeah, she's pooping.
Oh, that's fine.
Bags, fun. Bags.
Wait,
over there.
I've got paper towel. There's some stuff in there.
Nice. So
you brought a puppy bag.
That'll happen. It's fine. When you have dog, you know, frankly, I'm impressed we've gone this long with it. This is the first accident in the studio, so.
And right at my feet.
Going again.
Oh, jeez.
It's all those treats you guys gave her before.
I didn't give her any.
I blame Vicky. She kept giving them to me to give.
Ooh, mm-hmm. And you have to sit with this the rest of the day?
I'm going to open that studio door. I don't know what you're talking about after you guys leave. So, you get dogs that are problems. Now, what's kind of the routine for assessing what is a problem and whether or not it's something that can be corrected or not?
Well, a lot of times when it goes into someone's home, they have issues with the dog, you know, whether it be potty training, whether it be aggressive. And, of course, that isn't always the case when you talk about dogs that are aggressive. Wow, that is strong.
Yeah.
David,
do you want to open that door for her?
You have to wait. She pooped in front of a...
Oh, okay. David's got a mask on. That's perfect.
No, but usually a lot of times the phone calls I get are dogs that have been adopted that might need some help in the home, so we do a home visit, just kind of give them some options and tips that might be something that they could work with.
Okay.
And if it deems that they cannot do that, then we usually have, there's a team of us that actually work together doing home visits and phone calls too.
Gotcha.
So,
oh my God.
David, come back. You can open up that door.
He just said, wait a minute. I think we might be going to get something to help with.
Oh, hold the door open?
Or the smell.
Maybe.
Also that. So, you've got... I'm sorry, just to revisit, because again, I'm trying to work.
That's
this
okay.
As well.
Like, got it.
So
got it.
You go to these people's houses and you talk to them about, like, all right, what is the issue? And then like you try to work through it. Now, do you bring the dog? Do you try to fix it in the home first?
And yes.
Okay. So bringing
typically it starts with a phone call.
Okay.
What's going on? What's the behavior look like to you? Tell me what it is that you're experiencing.
So you're the behavioral doctor.
Not really. No, I'm not that. That educated.
Can I call you a specialist
yet.
Then?
No. Just a trainer at large,
I guess. All right, trainer at large. Okay.
Right. And we do have training classes that they can take part in as well through Sandy Paws, and I run those as well.
Gotcha.
On Tuesday nights at the fairgrounds. So that's usually something that we try to tap them into right away.
Gotcha.
So that they have that access.
So outside of these classes, what other tips would you give a family who might be struggling with a trouble behavior, something that... You know, whether it be aggressiveness or potty training.
And a lot of times it's just, it's a matter of what are you doing? What tools are you using? What have you put in place that have mm-hmm. worked and not worked? And then you kind of go through those scenarios of, okay, so you're not, potty training is an issue. You go back to the basics, take them out all the time. Mm-hmm. Whenever they eat, they sleep, they play. They normally have to go out when they're puppies. Even if the dog is 6 to 8 months old, you're still going to treat it like a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got the new rules, you know, with your home versus where they were, foster or whatever.
Got you. Now, I'm assuming that, like, I'm sure in your heart you're like, every problem can be corrected. But that's not always the case, right?
Correct.
Now, let's say that you've got a dog that, you know, you didn't know. You bring it into the home, and then all of a sudden it's aggressive towards children. Like, how do you, is it just a matter of getting that dog out and finding them the right place? Or correct. What if they're just... Like, can they be broken of that aggressiveness towards children?
Or? A lot of times, in my experience, it has been you make accommodations. Uh-huh. You make sure that that dog is not put into that situation that's going to cause the said aggression.
Yeah.
Now, my idea of aggression is not the same as what your idea of aggression
right.
would be.
I consider, like I know I would consider aggression barking and lunging at someone. My wife considers aggression when... You know, the dog starts growling at her.
Right.
Like, to me, those are two different things.
And growling is different than teeth-bearing.
Yeah.
Teeth-bearing and lunging. Yeah, that's a little bit of different characteristics going on. But it all depends upon, you know, the situation. So, basically, the phone call would start out with, okay, what's going on? Tell me the triggers. Tell me the incident that occurred. And if they feel that they can either fix it on their own, then we let them do that. Or if they're not local, we tie them into someone else that could help them.
Gotcha.
We're always, our main goal with training is always to keep the dog in that home that was adopted. Because
right.
the more you move a dog around,
the more
they get confused.
Up.
Correct.
Yep. Cool. Well, I just want to say thank you for sharing that. And thank you
absolutely.
For doing that hard work. Because of people like you, I have a dog that at home myself that's well behaved. Doesn't necessarily like children very much, but she's well behaved for the most part.
Right. And that's the situation, too, is like socialization is big, even though... Puppies like the ones we have here today, they definitely are going to excel
mm-hmm.
when they're brought into situations that you can correct the behavior or you can reward the behavior. Because
right.
the more they get socialized into different experiences, the better dog they're going to be.
They adapt better.
Right.
Now, you did mention the two puppies we have today, and now I do want to talk about... We have two puppies that are currently wandering around the studio, left and right. One of them pooped earlier on the floor.
Twice.
So, twice.
Yes. And
wow.
just peed. I got that, too.
Just peed. Awesome. She is not a fan of the studio.
No.
Jamie, who have we got with us today?
Courtney and Caroline.
Courtney and Caroline.
They're sisters.
They're sisters. Go ahead and grab that mic. I'm going to need you right in front of that mic.
Okay.
You said Courtney and Caroline and they're sisters, right?
Yes.
Now, what kind of dogs have we got? Because I'm seeing a pit in there, a little
yep.
pit mix.
Pit. Shar-Pei, because they're real wrinkly. The
yep.
mom, we think that mom was the Shar-Pei mix.
Okay.
Because we have mom. And then we don't really know what dad is. So we just say pit, Shar-Pei, a little bit of bulldog.
All right, hold on. I messed up on it. Can you go back and say it's, we'll go back. Sorry, that's my bad. I didn't have your mic on. you said it's Courtney and who?
Courtney and Caroline.
Courtney and Caroline. And what do we got there? What are they look a little bit like pit mixes.
Yep. See, pit, bulldog, Shar-Pei. Mom, we believe, was a Shar-Pei mix because she had all the wrinkles and they're pretty roly-poly.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah, they're pretty wrinkly. They're about 15 weeks old.
Duh.
Total 11 in the litter, and they're the last two.
You're killing me with that. Like, I want to take both of them home. But as we know, my landlord, Dave... won't let me take them home.
Well, you have to fill out an application anyway.
Oh, that's true. I should. And if you wanted that application, all you got to do is go to sandypawsrescue.org.
And we wouldn't let you take both of them home because they're
what?
From the same litter and they're sisters.
I can't take both of them home.
If it was brother and sister, maybe.
Okay.
But two sisters, we won't let go home.
They'll go through bad teenage years.
Oh, they fight?
Mm-hmm. Just like human sisters.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But they use teeth. When they fight, so.
So, if someone wanted to see these dogs a little bit more up close, you've got it on the Facebook page, right?
Yep, they've just recently been listed on the Facebook page in the last few days. They're on the website as well. And then, if they don't get adopted before Sunday, we have an intake this Sunday at the Fond du Lac Fairgrounds.
Sweet.
And they will be there with all 54 other dogs that are coming up from Alabama.
Wow, another load from Alabama.
Yep.
So the intake is on Saturday the 27th.
Sunday.
Sunday the 28th. Sorry, yes. Sunday the 20th. I'm just excited about Saturday.
Remember, Saturday's your birthday.
Saturday's my birthday. I was just going to say, that's why I have Saturday on the brain. Saturday's my birthday. But can I have a... No, I was going to say, can I have a puppy as a present? But as we all know, that is a horrible idea.
Dave, cough. Dave.
Well, that and you shouldn't give puppies as presents. Puppies aren't presents.
That's
puppies are commitments.
Yes.
And I love my puppy. I just want to make that real clear. I have my own dog at home that I love. So the intake is Sunday the 28th, Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. What time does it start?
For the public, it starts at 11.
Did they drag my cushion over
there? They did.
Awesome. All right.
Starts at 11, open to the public. If you want to volunteer, fill out a volunteer form online, also at sandypaws.org.
And you guys are always looking for more volunteers.
Always. Volunteers, especially fosters right now. We're pushing for fosters.
And you can get to play with puppies sometimes.
You can foster an entire litter of puppies.
Good Lord,
if
I
you want
do that.
Whoa. And if you want to volunteer, fill out the volunteer app. You can come at 7:30 a.m. That's when our amazing Alan gets there with the van full of puppies. Wear not good clothes because you'll get
things pooped and peed on. Yeah,
and vomit if you're lucky.
And vomit if you're lucky. You get some vomit.
But that's always fun, getting them unloaded and into their pens and taking out potty, and it's definitely fun.
Well, chaotic. You can find everything online at sandypawsrescue.org. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. And we'll do it again next week, yeah?
Absolutely.
Now I'm
going to
play with
you.
Thank you. I'm going to play with these puppies now.